The idea of beer and sausages is not new to Cincinnati, but what is new and cool is the Growler Stop, located next to Wags Park on Church Street in the heart of Newtown. Though just a few weeks old, the Growler Stop has made connections with many of the great local beer makers in town, including Rheingeist, Mad Tree, 50 West, Rivertown, Blank Slate, and Mount Carmel Brewery. At the Growler Stop, you can quickly fill up your 64 or 32 ounce jug with any of up to 10 of your favorite great local beer flavors. Or, if you're not quite sure what you're in the mood for, just ask Billy Beer, the on-site beer expert, for a recommendation. Also, while you're there, don't miss out on the Hot Bretzels, named one of Cincinnati's great cheap eats by Urban Spoon. I spoke with Blaine Bacher, general manager of the Growler Stop, to find out more.
How did this idea begin, the idea of having a 10 growler station here in the middle of Newtown?
We have connections with 50 West Brewery around the corner, and somebody brought up the suggestion of the fact they've been doing this in New York at some other locations, and we started looking into it, and craft beer has been just exploding all over the country, and especially here in Cincinnati. There's breweries been opening up everywhere. We're always looking for ways to improve the quality of our station, quality of the clientele, and this just seemed to be a perfect fit.
Like you said, not only are breweries exploding here in town, but also producing incredible product. And I see that on the list you have some of my favorites. You have Mad Tree, you have Blank Slate, Rheingeist, like you said, 50 West, Mount Carmel. All of these are fantastic beers.
Thank you.
How many of these are standard staples, and how many get rotated?
We're so new into this, we're still trying to figure that out. Coincidentally, right now I'm getting ready to go pick up some more Rheingeist Truth because it's selling really well. The other ones will start to rotate. We have the triple-digit Aftermath up there. I'm switching that for their Triple Chacao. It's probably going to be a constant motion process of brands in and out, back and forth, and part of it will be based on customer demand. We intend to leave some opportunity out there, probably either via Twitter or Facebook, where our customers have the ability to help select some of those week to week.
I see you have a couple on the board that are still to be determined. So you have that openness where you could say, what are you in the mood for? Particularly, now that we're entering the cold weather seasons, you might find a demand for a stout or a heartier beer.
Yeah, we're working on adding some stouts and some porters right now. Obviously, cycling through like the winter ale from Rivertown, and we've got some other winters that may be coming in. So, we'll try to keep the standards that move the most and then mix other things up so that people can kind of get a fresh opportunity all the time.
And how long has the Growler Stop been in operation officially?
3 weeks.
3 weeks?
3 weeks.
And in that time, have you made any determination so far as to what is the most popular?
The most popular so far would be the Rheingeist Truth IPA. It's definitely the one we've moved through the fastest and probably have the most people coming in with their growler ready to go, ready for a refill from there.
And just for anyone who might not know, could you explain what a growler is? It's basically a half-gallon bottle.
Half-gallon jug. I actually was looking it up the other day. This dates back to the 1800s when they started calling these things growlers, and they started in metal pails before they went to the glass jugs. So we are also going to be offering 32 ounce as well, so that we can provide a little bit more variety for people to have a better sampling without having to take such the large size.
For someone who's never experienced, say, a growler or any kind of beer of this quantity, something that they might be used to, say, a more traditional American Budweiser type beer, what would you recommend to them of your offerings?
The 50 West 37 APA would be a great choice for that. It's a nice mix, gets you into a little bit higher test beer without going up into the really high alcohol contents. So I think that would probably suit people. That or the Mad Tree Amber Ale, those are probably the two middle of the roads that work really well.
And for anyone looking for your location, you're right on
Church Street in Newtown.
Right between Newtown and Marymount, right next to Wags Park.
Correct.
Do you have a connection with Wags Park?
Yeah, as far as titles go, I'm actually the general manager at Wags Park, too. So we have a lot of new things that we're trying here. We have our Pet Stop brand over there for electronic fencing and Wags Park. The gas station here with the Growler Stop in it.
And when the weather's warm, I know that Wags Park has events for people. They can get together and bring some beer or wine to the park. So hopefully they'll stop by the Growler Stop pick up a few ounces of their favorite beer and hang out at the park with their
dog. And we have a full service bar over at Wags now, so we will be looking as we get back into warm season to begin to add some of the craft beers over there, so that people that want to try something that can't try it here at the station will be able to go next door, try a glass, and then come over and fill up a growler.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
My thanks to Blaine Bacher and Billy Beer of the Growler Stop in Newtown, Ohio. For links to more information about the Growler Stop, Hot Pretzels, and Wags Park, visit us at wvxu.org/lx. For WVXU's local exposure, I'm Jim Nolan. Never, never had one. So stop calling this vacation.